Now, keeping in lockstep with last week's very well received top five music documentaries, we would thought that we would stay on the music theme this week here on News Talk Breakfast. Screen Time's John Fardy joins me now to guide us through his top five greatest music biopics of all time. John, good morning to you.
Morning, Susan. People were confusing what a biopic and a documentary were last week.
This is why we decided to offer some clarity this morning. And similarly to what we were saying about the music documentaries last week, I think, and maybe even more so with a good music biopic, I think definitely less about the music and all about the story, isn't it?
Yeah, and you see, there's a kind of a type for most of these, and I'm fine with, even though they are a bit cliched, most musical biopics are child, be it boy or girl, has prodigious musical talent. Child undergoes some trauma, be it the death of a sibling, a parent, see something he shouldn't see. Child becomes massively successful due to prodigious talent. Child, who's now man or woman, suffers an addiction to drugs, sex, booze, or all three in the case of many of them. Then star has road to Damascus moment through a loved one or through God or through a higher power or something like that, and then finds redemption and is usually on a stage at the end going,
yay, everybody
but
loves
I
them.
Love that. Yeah.
Me too. Know. Okay, let's start with this at number five.
Morning, Susan. People were confusing what a biopic and a documentary were last week.
This is why we decided to offer some clarity this morning. And similarly to what we were saying about the music documentaries last week, I think, and maybe even more so with a good music biopic, I think definitely less about the music and all about the story, isn't it?
Yeah, and you see, there's a kind of a type for most of these. And I'm fine with, even though they are a bit cliched, most musical biopics are child, be it boy or girl, has prodigious musical talent. Child undergoes some trauma, be it the death of a sibling, a parent, see something he shouldn't see. Child becomes massively successful due to prodigious talent. Child, who's now man or woman, suffers an addiction to drugs, sex, booze, or all three in the case of many of them. Then star has road to Damascus moment through a loved one or through God or through a higher power or something like that, and then finds redemption and is usually on a stage at the end going,
everybody
but
loves
I
them.
Love that. Yeah.
Me too. Know? Okay, let's start with this at number five. Amazing to be listening to that on a Saturday morning. Love Rocket Man. I know it's 2019. I only saw it actually in the first lockdown. I watched it. It's brilliant.
It really is. Taron Egerton playing Elton John. It was Elton John, validated. Like, he was an executive producer on it. But at the same time, it's very, there's kind of magic realism in it. Like, he does these really weird out of body kind of things and it flops around a lot. Like, it wasn't just the standard, this happened. There's real weird Elton John flourishes in it, and Taron Egerton sings. He's great in it, and there was a lot of fuss for all sorts of reasons at the time, but looking back now 2 years later, it's a great movie. It's simple as that. It really is a joy to behold.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't seen it, it is available. Buy it on YouTube or on Google Play as well. It's definitely worth a watch, especially, you know, we're still all looking for things to keep us occupied as we continue in lockdown. Let's check for number four.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing.
All right, hopefully stop that. Stop your singing. Stop your singing this instant, young man. I will not have this in my studio.
You have failed conclusively. It's over.
And there is nothing that you can do that can make up for what you just did to that Zamore.
Well, my mother liked it a whole lot.
Your mother was wrong.
John, I haven't seen this. Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Yeah, this is John C. Reilly, and it's basically, I was going to say a pastiche, but it's really a pee take of the musical biopic. It's just really funny. It's every cliche. John C. Reilly is this guy who's a great singer but struggles all the way, and it's just a joke the whole way through, and it's taking the aim at all these music biopics we come to love, and there's all these constant drug scenes where they're going, Dewey, don't take the drugs. This will ruin your career.
And
it's
he takes
really
them anyway.
Funny. It's really funny.
Okay, let's have a listen to number three on John's list.
You gave me the best 2 minutes of my life.
John Peel.
It's so good, I'm going to do something I've never done before.
We made it, we cracked the code, we did it without them. Money couldn't buy
we've just done.
Now, if anything sounded like a music biopic, that's Good Vibrations.
Oh, it's brilliant. And it's not really about a band. It's about a record shop owner, Terry Hooley, in Northern Ireland. This shop he had, Good Vibrations, became this kind of so much more than a music shop. It was like the centre for music, particularly punk rock music, in the late 70s in Belfast, an incredibly divided city at that time, obviously. And it kind of hands across the divide. The undertones are in it. You heard John Peel there. John Peel on BBC famously played the undertones twice. Two times in a row. He said, that was so good, I'm going to play Teenage
Kids. Oh, really?
He had it played at his funeral. And the movie kind of weaves that in and how important that was for the undertones and also the Belfast music scene at the time, all centred out of this music shop. It is great. It's Irish. It's wonderful.
And from 2012. Okay, yeah. Love number two on your list. This is definitely one of my favourites. Let's take a listen to this.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
From performing any tunes that remind the inmates that they're in prison.
I think they forgot.
The Ring of Fire.
This is brilliant. Walk the Line. This is definitely one I've seen it. I think I've seen it a few times, but yeah. I'd definitely watch it again. Like, it's a really good one.
You heard it there. Joaquin Phoenix is just brilliant, as Johnny Cash. And he's so cool. You know, the record executives are going, you're dressed like you're going to a funeral. Maybe I am. He's just so cool. But it has to be said, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Is as good, if not even better than him. And I think she won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in it. And, you know, he chased her. She was married. He was certainly married. That didn't seem to bother him at all. God bless him. And their relationship was his saving grace. And it's absolutely beautiful in that regard. And as I say, Joaquin is brilliant, but so is Reese Witherspoon, you know?
Yeah, it's a really, really good watch. If you haven't seen Walk the Line, definitely check it out. I think everyone would enjoy it. It's just a great story. Okay, number one in the definitive Screen Time top five music biopics of all time
is...
You nervous or what?
This is just the start.
You're the crowd. Good night.
I hold my hands up. I am a believer in Joy Division.
I never meant for it to grow like this. I've no control anymore.
Now, I haven't seen this, John, Control, but I watched the trailer for it last night and it looks brilliant.
It really is. It's about Ian Curtis, the sadly departed, very troubled lead singer of Joy Division. And it doesn't follow the normal trope we were talking about. It kind of ends right near the end of Joy Division and all that. They had a very strange existence as a band. And it just looks like no other movie you've ever seen before. And Sam Riley, as Ian Curtis, is brilliant. You run out of adjectives. He became Ian Curtis in some fashion, and he's absolutely wonderful. It's a great movie. It has touch of like a 1950s kitchen sink drama as well as a biopic. It's brilliant. It really is.
Yeah, definitely going to watch that. Control, that's definitely one to check out. Now, I have to pick a bone with you because there are no women on this list.
Well, there are no, I suppose, biopics with women as the lead.
What
there
about
there
what, are women what, in, What's Love Got to Do with It? That's a great one.
That is a good movie. Do you know what's interesting, right? Sorry, I'm dodging the question.
Yeah. But LeVeon Rose, there's another one.
LeVeon Rose isn't bad. It's a bit disjointed for me, though. It was a bit all over the place, Edith Piaf. But there was a movie 2 weeks ago called The USA versus Billie Holiday, which is actually a really good biopic all about Billie Holiday and the trouble she had to go through. You talk about What's Love Got to Do with It. Angela Bassett is great as Tina Turner. But what's interesting in so many of them is, and it's quite telling, that they're centred on the horrible mistreatment these women faced at the hands of a white, often white, misogynistic music business. In Angela Bassett, or in Tina Turner's case, it was actually her husband, but it was part of the wider scene. Same thing with Billie Holiday. A lot of biopics about female singers, and there aren't that many, show just how horrible and larcenous the music business could be to women in particular. So yes, I possibly should have included What's Love Got to Do with It. I am sorry.
You definitely should have. Yes. So we'll take one of them out and put that in.
Okay.
John, what is on Screen Time this week?
I'm talking to Neil Jordan about a new book of his, and also about all those great movies and fascinating things to say about making Michael Collins and how it was kind of like making a national monument. He was a great guy to talk to.
Good stuff. We'll look forward to that. Okay, John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, available to podcast now on the News Talk app or wherever you get your podcasts from. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.